It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yeah, yeah, check 1-2, check 1-2. Is this mic on? Is this mic on? Hey, listen, man. It's the one and only trendsetter DJ Sense, and you're listening to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions with Kiki and Medina Monroe. Yeah.
Today's cocktail is called Wifey. This is what you need. 3.5 ounces of tequila, Blanco tequila, 2 tablespoons of agave syrup, juice of half of a lime, pulp of 2 passion fruits, some sea salt, zest of a lime to frost the glass, plenty of fresh ice, passion fruit slices to garnish, and some chilled champagne or Prosecco. So this is how you're going to make Wifey. You're going to cut the passion fruit in half and spoon the pulp into a large glass or cocktail shaker. Pour in the tequila, pour in the agave syrup and the lime juice, stir thoroughly, and taste for sweetness. Add more agave syrup if you prefer a little sweeter. Fill a shallow plate with coarse sea salt and add the zest of a lime. Moisten the rim of 2 chilled champagne glasses or a margarita glass with a lime wedge. Invert the glasses into the plate to frost the glasses. We already know how to frost. I hope y'all do. Half fill the glasses with crushed ice. If you can't find crushed ice, simply blitz a handful of ice cubes in a high power blender. Strain the cocktail between the 2 glasses and enjoy Wifey.
That sounds good.
That sounds really good.
Have you ever had passion fruit by itself?
I have.
I haven't.
And I don't like the texture of passion. You know what it looks like.
Yeah.
It's
what's the texture like in your mouth?
It's kind of like just like so soft that it almost melts in your mouth. But it is tasty.
It's mushy stuff in my
it's
mouth.
It's mushy.
It's just like if I get a kiwi that's too soft.
Yeah, it's mushy, but it is good.
Yeah, I like passion fruit flavored stuff. I've had it in drinks and different things, sauces. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
The we'll wifey. See.
Anyway, welcome back to Cocktails, Dirty Discussions, you guys.
Hey, y'all.
How was your weekend?
My weekend was fun filled. I was a little wild on Friday night, so Saturday I was donezo. You know, we're getting a little older now. I'll be like, you can give me one night in the weekend, and then if it goes too hard, Saturday ain't nothing going down.
Yeah. It's like you got to recover.
You got to recover. And then it was storming on Saturday, so mm-hmm. I was really like, let me just curl up and watch you.
And I still haven't watched this season.
It's not as great as first season, but it mm-hmm. is good. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch it on one of these rainy days.
I think Joe is fine. He's so goddamn Dude. Fine. What? I love that man. Like, me and my sister always talk about it. Like, I would love for Joe to be one of his victims. Like, I just think he's very romantic. Joe is very romantic. He's sweet.
In a serial killer kind of way.
Yeah, but he's caring. Like, he cares about your feelings. Like, don't make him mad and don't cheat on that nigga. But...
Because he's going to get you.
He's going to get you.
It's crazy to me how, obsessed he gets. He comes off caring and everything, but it's just like, when do you draw the line? You're really stalking me.
It's like, what
you're
line?
Really trapping people up. And all of the memes are so funny when it's like, girl, don't settle for less. This nigga's out here killing people and is still texting back.
And being romantic and planning dates.
Okay.
And putting it down because he be getting the bitches now.
He really does. If he could just stop killing people and stop putting them in that box, he would be a great catch.
Yeah. So Friday night I went to a concert. It was fun. Mm-hmm. And then I rode the Ferris wheel multiple times. Have you been on the Ferris wheel?
Yeah.
I went on a date there.
It was fun. It's like, so cute.
Yeah, it's cute.
I went to have sex in there, but I figured it probably wasn't the best idea.
Went to the strip club.
Which one do you go to?
Just the Cheetah.
Okay.
But, you know, the Cheetah got some good food.
They do have some good food.
And Friday night, they had some pretty strippers. Like, they don't really be dancing, but...
They just up there moving.
They up there moving, girl. Like,
a little body roll.
Get it how you gotta get it. Saturday, okay. I chilled. Sunday... I went to meet up with some of my line sisters whom I haven't seen in forever.
Uh-huh.
We went to a little brunch and it was cool.
Oh.
Had a good weekend. What about you?
That's good. I'm still sleepy, honestly. I feel like my eyes are just low. What did I do this weekend? I had some people over this weekend. I was supposed to do seafood boil on Saturday. The power went out.
Ooh.
So then I was texting people like, don't come. The power's out. I don't know when it'll be back on from the storm. But it came back. So people ended up coming over. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday night, we stayed up till probably like 4 or 5 in the morning, like talking.
About what?
Life. I guess everybody, well, not so much me, because I didn't really have much to vent about, but like my friends who ended up staying the night, they were just venting to me about all this different stuff. I have another friend who just moved here. One of the girls I went to Greece with, she just moved here to Atlanta for a job. So she came over and we were all just talking.
Was it like a cry fest?
Some people were crying. There were happy moments, cry moments. We was listening to Waiting to Exhale for a minute. It was just one of those dates, but the food was good and it just felt good just to hang out with people and like that everybody felt like they could share whatever it was that was bothering them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you like, I know I do this. I forget like how some people can't get over certain things or they have a harder time getting over things or they try to, but it's something they're still dealing with just because they don't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that was happening, but it was a good time. What else did I do? I can't remember. So I don't know, but I had a good weekend. Nothing too crazy this weekend. I had to sit it down because the last couple weeks been too much. I want to be in those strip clubs for 3 more days.
I'm proud of myself for not drinking as much. Remember, I was telling you I need to slow down a little. Uh-huh. No, I'm still drinking.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to not drink.
Right.
But I did slow it down this weekend. I was proud of myself.
Good.
The only day I drank was Friday night and... Sunday day.
Girl, so you didn't drink on Saturday while you were recovering?
And I didn't drink during the week minus Tuesday. Because normally I go home from work and I have a glass of wine.
Yeah.
And I started back working out.
That's good. That's what I need to do.
Have you ever walked past your mirror naked and got a glance at yourself? Or you've been fucking and you look down and you're like, whoa.
It don't even have to be naked. And I just be like, you know, we've really got to get this under control. Right now I'm in the phase where I'm still praying on it. Praying for the strength to have the motivation to get in there and just do what needs to be done. Stop being a lazy fucking bitch.
That's what I had to tell myself, bitch. Stop being... Look, I got friends that have had kids and they look... I look like I had the child.
I feel you.
And I was like, all right.
I feel
it's
you.
Time.
Same.
It's time.
Okay. So before we get started with the rest of the stuff today, I'm going to do the weird sex story. Then we're going to play a game and we'll just see what happens because that's the kind of day it is today.
Yep.
You said, a man is not a necessity, a man is a luxury,
like dessert.
Yeah. A man is absolutely not a necessity.
Did you mean that to sound mean and bitter?
Oh, not at all. I adore dessert. I love men. I think men are the coolest. But you don't really need them to live.
It's today.
Yep.
Okay, so weird sex. This story is from Harlan, Iowa. So, this man who actually lives in Kansas but is getting divorced in Iowa, he asked the Iowa judge to let him engage in a fucking sword fight with his ex-wife and her attorney so that he can rend their souls from their body. This man who's 40, exactly, he's 40, he filed this in the court with his former wife or his ex-wife, and he said that they've been in all these disputes, these major disputes over custody, visitation issues, property tax payments, all kind of bullshit that comes with a divorce, right? So, the judge was basically like, why do you want to do this? He said, I think I've met Mr. Hudson, absurdity with my own absurdity. That's the attorney. You really asked a judge if you could have a sword fight with your ex-wife to duel it out and then ask for an extra 12 weeks to be able to get some Japanese samurai swords. I don't want anybody to ever hate me that much, because that's a whole nother level.
Like, was the sword fight gonna end in death?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, what is wrong with you? People have to be...
If I was the wife, I would be like, who did I marry?
Exactly.
I wonder if she married him for money, because first of all...
Who's even thinking of this?
Who's thinking about this? Weird niggas with money? And where are you getting the samurai swords from?
Did it say where? No, but it just said Japan.
But it takes 12 weeks, like...
Yeah, it's coming from all the way over there.
I wish my husband would be like, we gonna sword fight.
What? Is this 1412?
Is this Mortal Kombat?
It sounds like it.
Bruh.
I would be so... Now the kids can't see you because you're trying to kill their mama. That makes no sense. A duel with some Japanese swords. Anyway, that's weird sex this week.
That shit is weird.
Very weird.
Well... We're going to play a game.
Mm-hmm.
Would you ever? It's similar to have you ever, but it's just to the point. Would your bitch ass ever do this? Would you? You want to go first?
Okay. Would you ever pay for a date?
Oh, yeah. Would I ever pay for a date?
Date.
Okay, we're not saying which. Yes, absolutely.
Because I know you're not paying for the first date.
Yeah, I would definitely pay for a date. And, you know... I will pay for something, like, if there's something that I want to do and you're coming to my, or there's something you want to do, you're coming to my city, and it's like, let's say it's like a play or like the Coca-Cola factory or
okay.
Some, I'll be like, oh yeah, I'll get the tickets to it. I don't mind doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
I have. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily about to be dollar for dollar that I'm paying for dates.
Absolutely not.
But I have no problem planning a date, paying for a date. Yeah.
And we have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
But now look, we're not doing this all the time.
You know I like you if I pay for the shit.
I really like you.
Okay, like, I see a future here. Okay, what's yours?
Would you ever use your vibrator on your booty hole?
Like, put it in there just on top?
Either or.
I would sit it on top. Maybe one of the ones that I don't really use that often, I'll dedicate that to my ass.
Yeah.
And then I'll use it back there. But putting it in... No, I want nothing in there.
He made that very clear. I've actually never used my vibrator on my booty hole. I don't know if I would.
It would probably feel good. But I don't know. When I'm playing with my toys, I never think about that.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I'm just like, oh, got the job done. It was quick.
Right. 30 seconds and it's time for a nap. Okay. Would you ever have a threesome with a close friend and her husband?
Mm-mm. Nope.
The face he made.
Nope. No, because here's the deal. My bitch ass be scared to have a threesome with just, you don't even have to be a close friend. If we just associate with each other and your husband, not your boyfriend, but your husband.
Yeah.
I have just, no. Because what if, not even what if the threesome goes wrong? What if he steps out and hits me up? And now we got a whole other problem. Nope, I don't want no issues. What if the condom breaks and I'm pregnant? And I'm at an age where I got to keep the baby. Now we close friends and your husband is my baby daddy. Nah, we good.
I was having a conversation with some of my girlfriends earlier today. And so one of the girls who is married was saying that she really wants a girl-on-girl experience. Mm-hmm. And she was asking, like, where can she go to meet some girls who don't want anything serious where she can have this, whatever. Mm-hmm. So somebody suggested a friend that's not super close, but that you know is into that.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a safe choice. Oh. So then she said, well, I asked this person, who is another person that's in the group chat, and they're very close. I'm like, no, girl, not her. And the girl was like, yes, and I declined. And I think she was right to decline. No, because... Even just the girl on girl, and then if she asks you to be a part of a threesome, she's married. No, I don't think that would end well.
There was one time when me and a very close friend, I don't even know how, you know how sometimes you have nights where you don't even understand how you even got in the situation, and you're just like on your knees, sucking some dick with your best friend. And you're like, how did we get here? Ah! dog? Like,
well, no. I don't know about that part. I remember this story, but
that was the situation. And I was just like, there was a moment where like I came to my sober mind, and like it was fun and we were having a great time. We were super young, and the dude was like, couldn't believe this was happening. And then I just stopped and I was like, I can't do this. Everybody was all riled up and ready, and I looked and I just like saw a whole vision of like, what if this goes wrong? I gotta go. And I got up and left.
Oh my God. That's funny.
It was weird. Would you ever use the bathroom at the same time as your boyfriend or your significant other? Okay, let me paint the picture for you.
Please, because I'm confused. It's two toilets?
No, there's one toilet. You're sitting on the toilet peeing, and you back up a little bit to make space, and he stands in front and he pees between that little gap.
Medina,
why do I think
what the fuck? Where did this come from? First of all, did this happen to you?
I think me and Skylar did that one time.
Were you just like, oh, let's try and use the bathroom together?
I think so.
No. No. No, I'm not doing that. If I'm on the toilet, you need to find another toilet. If there are no other toilets available, I don't know what to tell you. Maybe you need to pee in the shower.
This is just cute. Let's do it real quick. I love you so much. I want our pee to unite.
Then I'm going to start feeling like he's like, what's his name, Joe, on you. Like, you creeping me out, bro. Back up. Like, what's going on? No. No. Oh, my God. And then what if you got to poop?
Y'all got to be really caring about each other to even do that.
You got to just be really wanting to be close. Yeah. Like, physically close, up under each other. Like, I want to lick your armpit sweat close to be like, oh, let's share the toilet.
Let's share the toilet this morning, baby.
Girl. Okay. Would you ever be a sister wife?
Yes. But our husband needs to just have the means to be able to provide for sister wives. I'm not being in a broke ass sister wife situation. I just don't see the point of that.
I don't get it either.
I don't get it. Like, it needs to be a situation where, like, I forget this dude's Instagram, but he is Australian. He is fine. Mm-hmm. Do you follow him? He's this fine older man.
What's his name? You said you forget.
I'll find him on Instagram when we finish. He has a wife and a girlfriend. And the girlfriend has like almost the same house as them on their land, but she also has a room, and everything the wife has, the girlfriend has, and they always match, and they're always like, it's like a whole little thing. Like, no one feels left out. It's not like he can't, and the wife is happy because he got so much money, and the girlfriend's happy because she knows her place and she gets to go everywhere. I mean, it's really a cute little situation that they have going on. Like, look, if you can have the means to do it, I'm totally with it. But it can't be like we out here at Applebee's, all three of us. My nigga, no. Like, what? Would you?
Yeah, I could do it. But like you, the price has got to be right. I couldn't see myself wanting to do it for any other reason.
Yeah.
And then it's like, am I really going to be a good sister wife? I don't know. Because we do still have to have a good connection.
We do.
I feel like I'm going to have to be friends with her.
Definitely.
That's a lot of fucking money.
But step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing, and now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I could use a lot of fucking money. So yes, I would.
Yep. Okay. Would you ever ask your mom when is the last time she had sex?
Say that again.
Would you ever ask your mom when's the last time she had sex?
No, I would not. Hell no. And then she gonna ask me? Nah, we good. I don't want to know when the last time she had sex was. Ew. Have you asked your mama?
I have. I remember one time a very long time ago, I was super high. It was in Sade and I lived together. And I texted my mom and I was like, Mom, I was like, do you and Dad still have sex? And I just hurried and turned my phone. I came to like my senses and I turned my phone off. I was like, I don't want to know the answer. I don't even know why I did that. It was, I don't even know why I did that.
Did she ever respond to you? She did respond. She like, Medina, why are you in my business?
I can't remember what she said. It was something about the answer, but she didn't like give me the answer. But it was pointing to what the answer was. And I was just like, we just never talked about it again. Like, but no, I would never ask my mom that.
Would you ask your dad?
No. And if I did ask my dad, I tell my mom everything.
Okay.
My dad, he would look at me like...
I don't think I would ask any family member that. Now, my sisters, my brother...
I actually don't think I would either. Like, when does that come up? I took Adderall today.
What am I doing
today,
with that information?
So please forgive my thoughts.
Girl, your thoughts is always like this. You always have, like, the most creative ideas and scenarios. It might be real boring. It's fine. But I was just shocked. Okay. Would you ever date a man who couldn't read?
Is it Floyd Mayweather?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
I hate to say it, but... Because I'm trying to think of, like, a positive thing. Like, well, maybe he's really good with numbers. But I'm not going to lie. Like, no. Nah, if he couldn't read... It's going to be a hard no for me. Like, I probably would, because it's like, where are we at when I find out you can't read? Like, you know what I mean? Like, where are we at? Are
we at the restaurant? At a restaurant? And he's stumbling over the words.
Yeah, he's like, dude.
And it's a sports bar. So it's all chicken wings and nachos.
I would have to not. And I would feel so bad. I would also tell him, I tutor a little boy every Wednesday and Thursday. He could join. I tutor him from 5:30 to 7.
Oh, my God.
But I wouldn't be able to.
Definitely not.
It's too much work.
You don't know to read.
Yeah. And that's going to be the nigga that fucks you over the worst. The one that can't read. Now you're sitting here at Barnes & Noble.
Buying Hooked on Phonics for you and your baby. Okay. What's your next one?
My next one is, would you ever steal money from a man?
Yes.
You already knew. I was gonna say, it's a hard yes for me.
Would I guess? Have I? Maybe.
I
had some not so shining moments, but I also felt like they stole my time. So I'm like Mariah Carey. I need my reparations for wasting my time.
It was owed to you.
Yeah, basically.
I would like to say that I would, but I've had the opportunity and I couldn't because I got scared. But one time my friend, I told y'all this, we were out and this dude kept talking about how much money he had. And so she was like, well, I'm going to see if he's telling the truth. She took his phone, knackled like she was putting her number in it, and went to Cash App.
Oh, no, I just took cash.
Cash App is the new is the new thieving way. If you want to try
is that. That's crazy. No, I just took some cash. Okay. Would you ever post a sex tape online if your face and tattoos were hidden so nobody would know it was you?
No. You already know my fear of that. I would be.
But like, if nobody, like foolproof, nobody will ever know it's you.
Okay. So that's just it. No one would ever know.
Nobody would know.
Absolutely. I have this video in my phone where I am bent over on the bed twerking and I can't even dance like that. It is so sexy. If I could make it to where it's not me,
yeah,
I would definitely post it.
I've had some videos like that and I watch them back like somebody else needs to see this besides me and him, but okay, I got a tramp stamp.
Yeah.
This is not getting
And out. I got that ratchet ass side tattoo.
Oh, I forgot about that.
And then my bunion scars.
And I got bunions. Oh, there's a lot of birthmarks and stuff. Could you imagine?
Ooh. But the girls that do that, like, I wish I could be like them. I really want to sometimes post, like, just, like, a racy picture. Just, like, ass all out.
Why don't you?
Because I care about what them comments gonna say. I sure do. I'm not about to lie with y'all. I do care. I'll be like, oh my God, oh my God. I care what my mom is gonna say. I care what every family member is gonna say. Like, I just care.
Yeah, you have to do too much blocking and then it's suspicious. I was having that conversation with a guy the other day about sex tapes and what would happen if they were ever online. And so somehow I ran off onto that train of thought. You got another one?
Would you ever be an escort?
No.
No?
Mm-mm. I'd be scared that somebody's going to murder me.
But what if it's a high-end escort, like the girlfriend experience?
Yeah, but they could still murder me. Because some of them were crazy, too.
Some of them were crazy.
It's like I could say the wrong thing, I don't know. Or I could see something that I wasn't supposed to see, and it's like off with her head.
Yeah.
I'd be scared. But I mean, I guess that could happen with anybody you're dealing with, anybody. I've definitely dated some crazy men. But no, I don't think I could. And then it's like, what if I get there and I'm just not feeling it?
And you're just like, yo, and they're like, no, bitch, I paid you. What you talking about?
You paid, not feeling it? So it's like, I can't, like, I got to figure it out. I don't think that's the career path for me. Could you be an escort?
Hell yes. I sure could. Sometimes I feel like I am one. Because I'd be dating. No, I could. I could try it. Now, would I succeed in it? And how long could I do it? I don't know. Because the way my attitude is set up, I might be like, well, I know you just gave me 5 stacks, but look, here's the deal. It's bedtime. I'm tired. And I also was working all day. Yeah. Like, look, bro, you got to chill.
Okay. Would you ever go to a sex club with your husband?
Yes.
Would you join in with other people or invite them to join you guys, or would you just allow them to watch?
I would like to say that I would like to do both.
Okay.
I hope I marry someone who has an open mind to at least try it. Do we need to have a sister wife or someone always in the relationship? I don't think so. But like, if we're just like, babe, let's like just go to the sex club and really take full advantage of it. Mm-hmm. I think that shit is sexy.
Yeah,
and
I could
couples
do that.
That are confident and comfortable enough to do it. If you're not with it, you're not with it. I get it. I'm not talking shit about people who don't want to do that. But the couples that I've met that do like that, it's sexy to me.
Yeah.
That y'all really trust each other. I'm not talking about the shiesty ass ones who people are on the side and really cheating. Y'all are like really.
No, like you talk about it. We go, we're going to have, yeah. We're going for what it is, what we
for
say
what
it is.
And then no one's mad and we go home and talk about it. I think that's sexy.
Mm-hmm. I could do it.
Yeah, I could do it.
You have another one?
Oh, would you ever let a guy and his boys run a train on you?
Hell no.
It's a wild night. You have, you know.
No. Ain't no trains coming through this over here. A train?
Come on, ride a train.
Look, one dick is more than enough, okay? I don't need multiples coming through, tearing me up. They're going to be rough. It's like, I'm going to be tired. And then what happens if it's just like, okay, sorry, everybody. Numbers 4 through 6, I can't take anymore.
It's a lot of work,
rain check.
I believe. Yeah.
Yeah, I bet it is. That's no fucking thank you.
I wouldn't be able to do that one either. I would actually be offended if I was in a situation and somebody was like, my boy's about to come in. You ready? I'd be like,
I would
what?
Be highly
I'm calling
offended.
The police. And so, everybody's going to jail.
Girl, going to jail for what?
Because you just tried me. And I'm scared. You got 6 niggas lined up outside the door. I'm scared.
Okay, so what if it was just somebody else, not your boyfriend?
I would still be offended. I would really be offended. I would be like, wow. So you listened to Cocktails. You thought I was a whore. And then you were like, I'm fucking Medina tonight. You can
y'all
come.
Y'all want
to
come through?
Yeah, like I would really be offended. I would put my clothes on and I would really be really mad.
Yeah. Okay. If you were dating someone and they died, would you ever date one of their friends?
Man, I hate to say this, but yeah. Because if you have you ever been dating someone and then you do meet some of their friends and you're like, wow, I wish I would have met you first.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't do it in that type of situation. It would be like a, if we're getting close and like I did have that thought before and then like he died and like you were there for me. We were hanging out. We're going to brunch. You know, we're having mimosas together. I think I would.
Well, I mean, you sound confident in your answer. I think you would too.
I mean, he's dead. Like, it's really the best friend's responsibility to not let something like that happen.
I didn't say it was a best friend. I just said a friend.
Oh, see, and now I feel even better. It's just his friend? Like, I've done that to niggas who aren't still living.
That's what I was about to ask you. I dated this guy. He died. And then I felt like his friend was trying to, like, get at me, but the feeling wasn't mutual. I thought we were helping each other through a tough time, but then it was like, all right.
Wow.
What are you doing, bruh? Like,
I would definitely have to have felt something for you before I got with a friend. Like, if I didn't and you hit me up and it wasn't mutual, then I would
It's uncomfortable. Now it's like, we can't even be friends no more. We was friends before.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry to you. Do you have another one?
My other one is corny, but it was like, would you ever shave your head? I wouldn't either, but I like to think that I would. I really...
Now, if I started to bald and it would just be easier so I didn't have to get braid downs for my wigs, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's got to look real bad. Real... I mean, like, patches just gone. Strings.
My nephew's mom, she does that all the time. She shaves her head. She'll grow her hair out, shave it again. And I'm always so jealous because, like, I wish I could do that. I want to see what I look like with a low fade.
I don't think my head is shaped right.
See, but you don't know.
To carry it. Well, I'm feeling this. Feeling a little lumpy back here. A little uneven. My face isn't that symmetrical. I don't know, but yeah, I'm not willing to try it. I would have on a hat all the time, or some fancy scarf that I've twirled up into a bun or something.
Naturally, if you're dating someone and they die and then their best friend steps in to like spend a lot of time with you and you're open to it and y'all are really physically spending in-person time together, I feel like naturally
that could happen.
It's gonna happen.
They make a lot of movies like that. I mean, it definitely happens. I just couldn't imagine. But then I also don't be attracted to... I haven't been attracted to anybody who's dad's friend, so thinking like if I could place somebody there, who would it be? Oh well,
I don't know. I'm trying to like... This Adderall that I took, it really made me calm. Have you ever taken Adderall?
Mm-hmm.
And did it make you calm?
It may, well, not super calm. I was really energetic, actually, now that I think about it. And I was super focused. So I wouldn't really say calm because I was just like typing and I was just like focused. I was doing a lot of stuff, getting it done, which is good. Maybe I need Adderall for real. I don't know, because that was like some of my most productive times when I had that. But no. Does it make you like sleepy calm?
This is the first... No, I'm not sleepy, but this is the first time I took it and I feel like just so calm. I feel like the Medina in me is like jumping in the Adderall, just like, bitch, sit down. Like, it's just like bopping me back down. Like, I need this shit to wear off. I'm not me.
Girl, what is going on? Okay. I don't know what else to ask you. It's so hot. I feel like something is wrong with me. What did I have today?
Do you think, or have you ever been in love with more than one person? Like, do you think that's a real thing that people can do? And it's just like, you can't help it sometimes.
I think you can be in love with more than one person. I think it would be hard to treat them equally, but I could imagine maybe it could be done. I don't see why you couldn't love more than one person. I guess it depends on how you love and how you respect a relationship with those people, because they're going to have like their own needs. And is that going to work out if it's a whole nother person that you got to factor into the equation? Will you have time for both people? Can you afford both people? Mm. Can you keep the situations and the personalities and the things that each person wants in line? That sounds like a lot of work just to remember. But I mean, like, you love all your family members. It's a different type of love. But I definitely think you can love more than one person. Do you?
I'm starting to think so. But, like...
Are you in love?
No, I'm not in love. I mean, I'm still in love with Drake. Y'all already know that. I done watched the 2.5-hour interview about 10 different times to make sure I heard everything that he said. And I know where he stands and what he wants. I'm just saying. I love him. And I feel like if I keep putting it out there one day...
Manifesting? Okay. Yeah. Okay.
One day, I'm just going to bump into him at Whole Foods randomly in Buckhead. And we're both going to be reaching for the macaroni salad. And he's going to be like, you like macaroni salad? Don't nobody like macaroni salad. I'm going to be like, I do. And then it's going to lead to like us walking out to the car. And he gets in my Nissan. I don't even get in his whatever expensive ass car he has. He gets in my Nissan. And he's like, let's go over to Jenny's and get some motherfucking ice cream. And I'm like, yeah. And then he's going to make a song. I was at Jenny's. And I really think this is going to happen. And in his interview, he manifested the house that he lives in today. He said he used to drive around that neighborhood with girls and be like, this is going to be my house one day. And it is his house today. The end.
I'm really upset that you made up this whole macaroni salad Jenny's ice cream story with Drake. Medina, don't take no more Adderall. Did you come up with this with the Adderall?
I don't know.
But maybe with some of those other things you were having. I don't know. I just, what? Girl. That's funny, though.
That is funny. But that just made me think about something.
What?
So today, I was getting my nails done, and I was listening to a T.D. Jakes sermon, and it was him and his wife on the stage. And he was talking about how, I'm going to switch it up a little bit, but like, he was talking about how like we women are raised our whole lives playing house, right?
Mm-hmm.
We play with our dolls. We play with Barbie. We're always literally playing house. Like, you going to be the dog. I'm going to be the mama. You going to be the daddy. Y'all get to be the little kids. We cooking. We playing. We're really like playing out our lives, or how we think it's supposed to go. Little girls do that. And guys don't really have that much time to practice with like marriage or just house stuff. And so it made me wonder, like, are we too harsh on men since we literally have been playing house our whole life?
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Little girls.
Yeah, I think it's too much pressure on us to be these homemakers when it's like, you could have a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. You could have a son and a daughter. You're not teaching them the same things about their lives and their future. So it's like, it's too much work on us, because not only do we have to be so domesticated, it's like, okay, well, you also need to find a career.
Mm-hmm.
They get to focus on the career. And then it's also like, okay, well, you should get married, but don't settle for less. And you still need to be able to maintain your independence. If you don't have somebody, you don't want to get stuck in a situation where you're with a man who's taking care of you and you have no other.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
Option. It's like, we have to think about so many things. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're really hard on guys, and I wish that parents...
Wait, we're really hard on guys?
I mean, we're really hard on girls. I wish that with guys, their parents would spend more time like teaching them how to love. It's okay to be affectionate. It's okay to care about someone and express your feelings. These are things that you need to learn about life, cooking, cleaning. Like, I don't understand why so many people seem to spoil their boys.
I
know so many like grown men who's like, when their moms come to town, they're doing their laundry for them. If they have something going on, the mom will swoop in and take care of it. Now, what, I don't know if she would do that for the girl. Chances are probably not. She might call the girl. I just mean in their specific situation. She might call the sister and be like, you need to go check on your brother. You need to do this for your brother. It's just like, are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me? My sister and I talk about this all the time. We'd be like, wow, like it's so weird, because I was talking about it in a relationship aspect, but when we look at it in like a whole full view, I see what you're saying.
Do you think that we're too hard on guys?
In a relationship aspect, sometimes or in like a whole view. Like,
well, the relationship, which you brought up.
The relationship part, sometimes, I'm not going to change, but I think that sometimes we might be a little harsh. Like, we already know what
we
want.
In what way?
We already know what we want. Like, literally, if you go to the notes in my phone, I have a whole wedding section with what I want for my wedding dress, what I want for the actual wedding day, the songs I want, everything that I want.
Well, I guess I was thinking about, like, everyday interactions in a relationship, that we might be too hard on them. You're talking about wedding planning? Or what do you mean?
I'm just talking about in a relationship in general. Like, I feel like when women get in relationships, we be knowing what the fuck we want. Like, you trying to get married or not?
Oh, we're too hard on them, like, as far as pressure of the future. Oh. I don't really feel like women are too hard on men with that. I think as women get older, you're like, okay, especially if you want to have kids, because you feel like, you know, time is running out. But I don't think it's anything wrong with that. I feel like they are quick to tell us what they don't want and what they're not accepting.
Right.
And I think that they do a really, I think they know what they want too. And that's why they just play around for so long, because it's like, okay, well, I haven't met this package that I want and I'm not settling for less. Mm. Sometimes I wish that women would be more like that. Like, instead of trying to fix somebody or work through a whole bunch of stuff with certain guys, like, accept the guy for what he is. He may be good for right now and you can enjoy your time with him, but stop trying to turn this man into the man that you want him to be, and still keep your options open, like he's probably doing, for that man who may be that guy that you really want or didn't even realize you wanted. You know, that's what I think about it.
Yeah.
I also think there's a lot of pressure on women for sex and to be in the mood a lot. And I think that, like, guys, like, I guess younger years, it was like the guys seemed to want it more. And I think it's just because they were more open to casual sex before we were like, fuck what we were taught. We don't need to be in love to have sex. I want to have fun. But sometimes I feel like there's, like, an imbalance there with, like, the pressure of performing.
What do you mean? Like us doing most of the work?
Yeah.
I will agree with
that. And us being okay with stuff that men want to do, but men not being as open to things that we may want to try.
Like, if you want to put your finger in his booty hole.
Well, it doesn't have to be that much, but yeah. I mean, like, if somebody told me no and it's a hard no, depending on who it is, I might be like, okay, I'll never bring it up again. Somebody else, I might try to ease it back in there later. But it's like, okay, you can tell me all of the stuff that you want. I don't flip out whether I want
to
do it or not.
That part, I think, is so crazy to me, that men will literally do what the fuck they want to do, say what the fuck they want to say, and we will literally be scared to ask for something. Like, it's like, you can, I had somebody text me the other day. I don't know him that well, right? Don't know him that well. Interested, he's cute. The one-legged dude. Really cute. I love that he doesn't have a leg. I kind of think it's a fetish, but he had the nerve to text me, I'm gonna get you pregnant on God. That's what he said. I told y'all he's not ratchet. He said it to me, but I could turn around and say, meet me at Phipps. I don't know you from Adam. And I would never do this to someone. I'm not a woman like this. But if I were to text you, meet me at Phipps, I want a Chanel bag, you would be up in arms. And now I'm an Atlanta thoughty girl. And I'm now, I'm don't know. You know, all I want is your money. You literally do not know me. And you said that shit to me. And I'm 31 years old. Men will say what the fuck they want to say, exactly. And look at you crazy. I was looking at the phone like this. I mean, my pussy did get a little bit wet, but...
What? Why? What?
Just because he had the audacity. Just because he had the audacity.
Okay.
But it still was like, wow, like, you really just said that to me. And men get so offended if you say, if you bring up anything about money, or if you do something crazy in the bedroom that they're not really comfortable with.
Yeah. It's not fair. I don't like it.
It's not fair. And I feel like we're trying to change it, but it's not really working.
Yeah, it's. I think maybe a generation or two after us, it'll work for them. We've got to lay the groundwork. Try to get these niggas to open up. I just don't know what it is. Like, so I was looking. This guy showed me this meme, right? Well, it was a video. And it was, what is her name? I think her name is Lala on Instagram, but she's like one of those Instagram comedians. So
the real skinny girl?
So she had this video where she had like one of those vibrators that goes in your panties and you give the guy the remote. And so she, I guess she gave the guy the remote and he turned it on. And so in the video, it's a joke, but she was like having a seizure in the video because it was so good, right? So he was like, see, look at this. This is what you'd be talking about on your show? And I was like, this is a joke. You know that, right? But he old, so I don't think he gets it. But he was like, see, this is too much. Like, why do you need to have a vibrator at the table? And all I could do was laugh because it was in my purse and I was going to give it to it to turn on. But I said, I guess not. I don't see what the big deal is.
I don't
is.
See what the big deal is either.
I guess I'll just turn it on my damn self. I'm glad I didn't see what was so wrong with that. He was like, I mean, do you have to have stuff like that everywhere? And I'm like, open your mind. Don't be so close-minded.
That's a turn off.
Yeah.
I think it's a, I asked somebody the other day, did they have any fantasies? And he got offended by the, he was like, fantasies? And I was like, a fantasy. Like, do you have a fantasy? He was like, I already know you're going to have like a list of answers. And I was like, you're right. But it's a fantasy. Like, it's just.
Yeah. Like, you don't be thinking about ever trying anything that you've never tried before.
All the time.
Not you. I mean, these guys, you know, like when they're telling you they don't really have fantasies, or when they tell you their fantasy and it's pretty basic, it's just like, let me show you a video. Come. Let me pull up the computer and show you some things. Let me show you what the people are doing out here. Maybe you should listen to an episode or something so that you can hear there's more to life than
missionary.
These four positions and a little dick suck and a little pussy, you know? But yeah, I don't know. That makes no sense to me. It's a shame. I wish people were more open. I really do. Even like in talking to my girlfriends, some of my girlfriends have not been so open and they're coming around. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, why y'all be holding back? Don't you want to try something that's going to make you feel good? Have you slipping into convulsions possibly? I know I do. It's a stress reliever and I sleep good on those nights. Do you want to move on to indecisive diet?
Oh, yeah.
Would you stop thinking about what everyone wants? Stop thinking about what I want, what he wants, what your parents want. What do you want? What do you want?
It's not that simple.
What do you want? What do you want?
All right, Diane. So the holidays are over. We still out here dating. What are some little cute date ideas you have for us this week, girl?
Hey, ladies. It's me, Indecisive Diane. I'm feeling a little under the weather today, so please, please forgive me. But listen, there's this place in Atlanta at 168 Lucky Street, Northwest Atlanta, Georgia, and it's called the Sky View Atlanta. It's a Ferris wheel. It's high up. You get sexy sky views of the city. You can literally see almost all of Atlanta. I suggest you go here on a date. It could be you and your mans. It could be a double date. You can even take your kids. Maybe he has some kids. It's his weekend to have the kids. You know, I don't really date men with kids, but maybe you do. Okay, Diane, let's not offend people. So listen, you go here. It's a Ferris wheel. You stand in line. It can get kind of pricey. You know, I had to sit in the VIP cabin. So do that right around about 10 times. You're going to love it.
Thanks, Diane.
No problem, ladies. Bye.
Skyview Atlanta. That is a cute little date. If you don't know somebody and you're just like, hey, we don't even know what to do. Like, we don't know what to do. What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Let's go to the Ferris wheel.
What do you want to do? What do you
want to do? Okay, it is time for advice. Remember to email your advice emails into askcocktails@gmail.com. Okay, I have one up.
Okay.
Subject line says, a shitty ass friend. Hey, loves, I'm obsessed with the podcast, and y'all, of course, due to my indecisive Libra ways, Kiki is bae one day and Medina is bae another day. But anyways, I have had this guy friend since I was 16 years old. I'm 31 now. Over the years, he has tried to take our friendship to another level. I've always declined because he's so corny to me. He's a great guy for someone else. I'm usually attracted to niggas with issues, so I knew this pairing wasn't ideal. Long story short, I was feeling vulnerable and tipsy one night. He was over my house chilling, sipping wine and watching TV in my bedroom, which is normal for us. Not sure how it happened, but one thing led to another and we were making out. I'm not gonna go into detail about the dick because it was trash. I usually don't have regrets, but I regret that shit. So he finally decided to leave and I stayed in bed. I started to feel something on my sheets. I get out of the bed and turn on the light. I notice pieces of something on my bed. I had no idea what it was. It was hard and a weird color. My dumbass picks up a piece of this shit, of this unknown material, and smells it. Oh my fucking God. I damn near passed out. It smelled like pure shit. After closely examining my sheets, I discover this motherfucker left dingleberries in my bed. No lie, I had doo-doo balls in my bed. Some pieces were hard, so I'm wondering how long they'd been chilling in his booty. I'm utterly disgusted and pissed off. I haven't answered his calls or texts since. He's cut off. I don't give a fuck how long we've been friends. Would y'all tell him about himself? I just don't even have words. Anyways, go follow me on IG. Love y'all. She sent a picture. You look cute. I would be mad.
Yeah, you're too cute to be dealing with a doodoo ball.
Right, this is a good reference for lip fillers. I'm gonna save your picture, girl.
How old was he? Why you got doodle balls in your booty?
He's probably 31 too. She says it seems like they must have been high school friends because she's known him since she was 16. She's 31 now.
That's because crazy. She's known him so long. Okay, I honestly, if he was a complete stranger, I feel like I would be. I'm the type of person where I really don't want to hurt your feelings. Like, unless you push me to the point where I have to, I would really not. Maybe he had a bad day. He was rushing and he just couldn't wipe his booty, which still does not make sense. But you've known him since you were 16 years old. I'm definitely letting that nigga know there's doo-doo balls from your butt in my bed.
And that's why you can't come
back. Picture. And I'm going to take a, that's dookie. That's dookie. Like,
that's disgusting. Imagine if you just got uncomfortable. You know, when you roll around in your bed and then maybe you get off the pillows because you're just trying to get comfortable. You're a little restless. And then you got doo-doo balls on your face pressed in like a fucking mud mask. No. Your privileges have been revoked. You can't come into my home anymore.
You can't, because here's the deal. Like, why didn't you clean your booty today? There's so much that we need to talk about. What's going on?
Yeah.
I would tell him. You've known him for too long to not tell him.
I would definitely tell him. And then I'd be like, you know you can't come back, right?
Right.
Just so we're clear. Because your booty is not. Yeah, she said she wasn't going to tell us about the dick because the dick was trash.
Yeah.
I bet it was. And it seemed like she left some trash in your bed, too.
That's really nasty.
It's disrespectful.
Okay. This one says, can't get rid of my side nigga. Hi, beautiful ladies. Please keep me anonymous. First, I want to say I love you and your show so much, and I really need this advice ASAP before the new year begins. Ooh, I'm sorry, girl. Okay. Let me get into my story, and I will try not to make this long. So, I have had a faithful side nigga since 2014. Let's call him Joe. I just turned 27 this year, and he is 30. I've been in two long-term relationships since 2014, and he has been holding me down when I was in a relationship and when I was single. She said he's been holding me down. Me and him never decided to date or go further than just us having sex because he was never ready to settle down, which I was always okay with because at the same time, I never saw him as more than a side nigga. Okay. So me and my most recent ex broke up in May, and me and side nigga Joe have been having sex unprotected since June, which, to give you some background, we never had sex unprotected before. Okay, so side nigga Joe tells me in July that he has a girlfriend. What? Who told you to go get a girlfriend, side nigga Joe? He never was in a relationship since I met him. He's always sort of been kind of player type. So I really never saw him settling down until he was like 30, which he is now. However, even since he told me this information, I still can't stop fucking him. We have sex very, very frequently, multiple times a week, and it really gets better and better each time. I'm beginning to feel that I need to get rid of him because this is too much, especially since he has a girlfriend that I know about. We talk every day, all of the time, and it's just so hard to let him go since I'm not seeing anyone seriously right now, and no one seems to meet my sexual needs like he does. Ladies, I need your advice. How can I get rid of side nigga Joe for good? Here's the deal.
You're going to have to do a spell. A get that nigga away from me spell. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how to get him away.
Or, look, this is what I have been told when I was a freshman in college. If you really want a man to leave you alone, I'm about to put y'all on some game. If you really want a man to leave you alone, ask that nigga for some money. I'm telling you right now, if you call side nigga Joe or you text him, ask him for some money, ask for the exact dollar amount, whatever your rent is. He is not going to do it, first of all. He might. I don't know him, but I feel like he's not. He's going to not talk to you anymore.
I tried that before.
Or he might do it, and then it's a win-win situation.
I tried that before, and it used to work, but then there was this guy that I've been trying to, like, get. I need him to get away from me. It's not working.
Did you ask him for some money?
Yes, a lot of money? I asked him for $2,000.
What did he say? Like, was he like...
He said no, but he still won't go away. So it's just like...
Every time he texts you, just be like, you got the $2,000? Yeah, Ask that nigga for some money.
I'm just like, okay, I thought about you telling me that a long time ago. I was like, I'm about to tell him. Look, I really need $2,000. Either you're going to give it to me or you're not. If you're not, lose my number. And he was just like, well, I don't have it, but... And then he just kept on with the story. And I'm like, I just want you to leave me alone. That's why I asked you. I don't need the $2,000. Yeah. Can you just leave me alone?
Well, that has always worked for me. They either leave me alone.
Probably works for you.
Or they'll give it to you.
This nigga is like roaches, baby roaches that won't leave.
But should it not work, just baby block him. Yeah, block him. Or create some drama and contact his girlfriend.
Oh, yeah. That's what'll make him leave you alone.
But really that could be trying drama to stop.
That she might not want. Yeah. Good luck. Write us back and let us know how you get rid of him.
She's not going to get rid of him.
Okay. Hey, ladies. Y'all are my best friends in my head. So who better to discuss my problems with than y'all? I moved to Memphis about a year and a half ago for graduate school. I picked my school because my man lived an hour away. So that meant no more weekly flights down for the dick. Well, we fell out soon after I got here. Yeah. And I began fucking this Kenyan guy. Let's call him Idris, my nickname for him. From my job a year ago, we fucked for the first time on a work trip. I'll send that cocktail later. Now, fast forward to the current situation. Idris wants a relationship, but I don't. So occasionally, he decides to do weird shit, like send me paragraphs about how he feels and try to cut me off from the dick. That's weird shit. Okay. Well, the last time he did this, I got annoyed because I was super horny and I planned on asking for some dick that night. I got online and ordered a wand and also one of the womanizer toys. Because I don't have any more partners out here. So I decided to take matters into my own hands, literally. Since these toys have come in the mail, I'm addicted to masturbating. I do it every night and sometimes more than once a night. I haven't fucked Idris or anybody else since I've been doing this. I love sex. I would have it every night, but since I began masturbating, I prefer this over intercourse. Idris is starting to get impatient with me. He wants to fuck, but I'm not giving him any play. And I don't know why. His dick is bomb. It's big and thick, and he knows I like to fuck. My question to y'all is, one, should I let Idris go altogether? I don't really want a relationship, but the friendship we have is really great. We have a wonderful connection, but when he starts acting all crazy, talking about we don't need to be having sex anymore, that shit is annoying. Would y'all continue to press the friendship and let him know the sexual chapter is closed, or just part ways with him? Two, how do I break up with these sex toys? I haven't had sex in like 2 months. Is this shit normal? Do y'all think this will wear off and I will go back to craving real dick? Thanks in advance for the advice. I'm attaching my picture in my IG because everybody else does.
Oh, she's pretty.
She put her Instagram and said, Medina, I be stalking you on here. I love you so much.
Hey, girl. You're pretty.
Okay. Question one. I think she should let him go. You don't want a relationship, and he does.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a constant battle. Two, how do you break up with the sex toys?
Girl.
Lose the chargers. You have to lose the chargers. You have to put them in places where it's going to be difficult. Maybe put them away in a storage unit. I, too, enjoy my sex toys. You're always going to crave the toys.
I'm not breaking it's just up different. With my sex toys.
Me either. That's how I got that good nap in earlier. Yeah. I went to sleep.
It's just so quick and to the point.
It is. You don't have to deal with nothing. You don't have to worry about your sex toy talking about they want to be in an exclusive relationship with you. Yeah. You don't have to worry about any of that. Sounds like a good thing.
Yeah, I say leave him alone. Because you're the nigga right now in the situation. Like, do what we be wanting the niggas to do. Just let me know.
Yeah, just... I don't want a relationship, so we can't be friends either, because you still gone. It's just not going to work. Let him go, girl, and let us know which toys you bought. Thanks. Oh, I should delete that. Okay. You got another one, or you want to do a cocktail?
Let me do another one.
Okay.
Okay. Hi, ladies. I love the show so much. I need your help. So my twin sister has been dating this guy for about 9 months, and I cannot fucking stand him. That might sound a little harsh, but after reading this, you'll learn to feel the same way. I am willing to do just about anything to get them to break up at this point. I have multiple issues with this man, but I'll just mention a few. Number one, his age. My sister is 24 years old, and her boyfriend is 35. I don't see the problem. There's nothing out of the ordinary about that, right? Wrong. My sister is young and ambitious. My sister is a young and ambitious working professional who managed to graduate from college and secure her dream job, all while raising my nephew by herself. Before the boyfriend met my sister, he was living at his mama's house with no car and no job. What makes it worse is that when they first met, he lied to my sister about everything. He told her that he had a job working in the kitchen of a restaurant and that he had a car of his own. That was the lie. Okay. We later found out that he had actually been fired from that job. Oh, and the hoopty he was driving was actually his mama's hoopty.
Oh, nonetheless, hell no.
My sister moved him into her apartment after only 6 months of dating him. She claims that he's been helping her with bills. He did find another job where he was working at up until last week when this Negro decided to quit just because he did not like it anymore. That's funny because I don't like bills, but they still need to be paid. Aside from being lazy, unmotivated, and broke, this Negro is constantly on social media liking and commenting under other girls' photos. I feel like he wants to be with my sister because he thinks he can easily manipulate her into taking care of him because she is young. Mm-hmm. Because I do not give a rat's knuckles ass about him and avoiding being anywhere he is, my relationship with my sister is suffering. Do y'all think that I'm being a little too hard on him? I just support my sister in her relationship, even if I feel like she can do much better for herself? Please help. Please help.
I don't think you're being too hard.
I don't either.
First of all, he started off lying about his life, then is sounding horrible. I do think it sounds like he's trying to take advantage of the sister. He may care about her, but he's definitely trying to take advantage of the living situation. That's for sure.
Yeah, I think you keep being harsh on your sister, because sometimes when you see somebody that's your sister. That's not your friend. That's not your coworker. That's your sister. Mm-hmm. If somebody came into my sister's life and I could see they were trying to fuck it up, not like you just had a couple flaws that were, you know, maybe it's just like you don't clean up or you keep coming over and not flushing the toilet. Okay. Are we going to like go in on that? No. But like you think he's actually trying to use her and they did move in so quickly and he doesn't have a job right now.
Or a car.
I'm going to be just as harsh, and I'm even going to get my mom in on it.
Yeah, I probably tell my mama too. Like, pop up on my sister.
Yep.
Because this is what's going on.
Yeah, I'm not playing those games. You're not about to come. People can really ruin your life. People can come in your life and fuck it up. And then
like a fucking tornado, yep. Okay?
And your sister will, if you truly believe he is going to do that, and you're not just being a bitch, your sister will appreciate it. She'll get over it. There's other niggas out there that do have jobs. And will not be wanting to move in with you after 6 months.
Actually, if she's in the Atlanta area, why don't you email us a profile? Maybe we can set her up with somebody new.
Oh, that would be fun. We would love to help your twin sister find someone.
Please. Okay. So that's it for the advice. And now it is time for us to move on to the cocktails. If you have a cocktail that you would like to share, send it to cocktails.atl@gmail.com.
I'm pulling up a... But if you ain't got a buck, I won't cover. Spend $100 on me, it ain't nothing. Run a double piece of stuff. Back to the point. Is it some cash in this place? If it is, I'll probably see the stats in your face. Turn around. Once upon a time, not long ago, I was a hoe. Hoe was a hoe. Cocktail, do you have an OG cocktail or?
I do.
Ah, you go first, D.
Okay, so obviously last week was a bit blurry for me. So after I left here, I went home and then I went out. So I went to Allure, the strip club. Ooh. So I went there and then somewhere else, I forget where else. Anyway, it ended in sex, so that's the positive here, because I really haven't been having a lot of sex, and that's a problem. So anyway. So we go to Allure. Everything is cool. We're having a good time, drinking some more, which I shouldn't have done, but you know, whatever. I Ubered. I felt safe. And then on the way back to the house, I don't know if I forgot that I was just in an Uber and I wasn't in like a fancy ass car like Beyonce where there's a partition, but I was being really disturbingly disgusting in the back of that Uber, and nothing bad happened. I mean, it was really, it just ended in kissing, but I was definitely trying to suck that man's dick in the
Uber?
In the Uber. Yes, I didn't.
Happens to the best of us.
So anyway, get upstairs. I'm really trying to make this sound more interesting, but it's so hard because I can't remember but bits and pieces. But I just remember having really rough nasty sex. I felt like I did an excellent job with sucking dick, which, you know, I don't like to do, but I just felt like I have to suck the soul out of your dick tonight. And that's exactly what I did.
Sucked his soul?
I did. And then he was stuck for a few minutes and I felt proud. It's kind of like when you cook a good meal and everybody's eating it in silence over the room, and you're just sitting there and I'm like, okay, let me go wipe this nut off my body. And yeah, that's that.
I'm glad that you sucked the soul out. Sometimes you gotta do that.
I don't want to do that for another month because it could give me a little bit of lockjaw sometimes, you know, to do my oral exercises.
Okay. Y'all, I'm reading a cocktail. I don't have an OG one. the subject line says, "This dick should have been mine." She said, "Hey, y'all, I love you, but." Oh, okay. This is just the same intro, but it's a different one. Okay. "Hey y'all, I love you both and the show. I am a habitual listener and I've been binge listening shows all the way back to 2018 and counting. Anyway, I've known sexy ass Mr. Muscle since like 2015, but I broke his little heart when I got back with my then boyfriend and had a baby. I know, bitch." She put that face and was like, "Fast forward, I'm single for almost 2 years now and we connect where he confesses I hurt him. I'm like, shit, let me make it up to you. 4+ years is a long time and he is so fucking grown and sexy now. My freaky ass has been listening to cocktails and I'm with the shit this time around. I don't really care about feelings. I'm trying to feel you. We have never been intimate before. Anyway, so I set the shit up like, come cuddle with me. Meanwhile, I'm cleaning up the house, shaving, showering, and getting this pussy ready for a long overdue pounding. He Ooh. Says he's on the way. I'm like, whew, the suspense. I'm nervous at this point. He arrives and I play it cool like, do you want some wine? Mr. Muscles declines as he doesn't drink or smoke. Now, when people tell me they don't drink, I'm just always like, you don't drink?
Nothing? Or
you
smoke? Don't want,
you...
Not even a little wine? A little beer?
Like, some mouthwash? Now, I'm remembering why I cut him off. He was boring as shit. LOL. Skip to the bedroom. I lay down and he cuddles up behind me, pressing his dick up against my ass. I can feel it. And it's big. I'm not shy in the bedroom, bitch. I reach behind me and I gripped it. Instantly, my mouth is watering. I turn over and ask him to sit up. He abides. I get to go into work on this big, gorgeous dick. Choking, gagging, spitting, balls and all. He's quivering, pulls my body upward and starts passionately kissing me. I'm like, yes. He lays me on the bed and starts devouring my pussy. He's nasty and I like it. Sucking my click.
Y'all, it's a clit with a T. It's clitoris. A clit.
Fucking me with his tongue and y'all. He made his way to my booty. I'm like, fuck yes. I turned around on all fours for him and he licked from the front to the back. Face was wet with all this dulce de leche. I'm Latina. Oh, it's not just black people that say click. She Latina.
I've heard all sorts of people say that shit.
I come twice off head and he turns me around to give me back shots from the start. He's so fucking sexy. As I look over my shoulder at his big muscular body, I'm exploding inside. I'm reaching between my legs, playing with his balls, telling him to give me all that dick. I flip my hair onto my back and he grabs a handful. Go faster, baby. Yes. O's and ahs. I couldn't even control it. He flips me over and starts giving me light strokes, missionary, while kissing me and sucking all my titties. I come again. At this point, I'm done. Sis is tired. I start kissing on his neck and jump on top of him to ride that dick to his climax. It's wet. I'm squirting and it's everywhere. He's saying, shit, girl, you missed me, huh? Ride that dick. Not long after, he says he's about to come. So I hopped right off and let him finish in my mouth. He then asked me if I wanted more. Fuck it. I'm in. We go for another 30 minutes and then wrap things up. I walked him to the door and he kissed my forehead. I'm laying in bed typing this email and I can't wait to do it again. I have definitely been missing out. I just updated his contact in my phone from boring ass to Mr. Muscles. That dick should have been mine. Y'all know I'm going to attach pics of both of us. See below. With love, Dulce de Leche, Texas. You know, when you have good sex like that and you're just going long and you really enjoy it, you're not like, for real, nigga, hurry this shit up. That is, that's, those are good times.
They are. Or when you wake up and you just ready to change his name in your phone. Right. You might throw some emojis on there because you just still feeling it.
Or
feeling
when you did all that crazy, all those crazy positions and all this craziness, that missionary, you're still like, it's still good. You're not like, oh.
Yeah, I still enjoy missionary.
I do, especially if we are tired.
Yes. Especially when I am tired. I don't want to get on top. You get on top. I'm not doing that. Lizzie on the side. I'm tired too. Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening. Send in your cocktails to cocktails@atl@gmail.com. I also want to remind y'all to use my code Kiki Said So. If you order any She Orgasms pills, y'all are constantly emailing us, messaging us, DMing us about those pills. The website is SheOrgasms.com. Not SheGasms or some of the other things I've seen people say, but it's She, S-H-E, Orgasms, O-R-G-A-S-M-S.com. Use the code Kiki Said So. You'll get $10 off anything except that soap in the pot. So
get them, y'all. Get them because they work.
I guess that's it.
That's it.
Okay, so make sure you follow us on Instagram @cocktailspodcast. I'm at Kiki Said So.
I'm at Coffee Bean Dean.
And until next week, you guys.
Goodbye.
I'm sorry, but the person you called has a voicemail box that has not been set up yet. Goodbye. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. Bye. Wait on the train. Bye. 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 Goodbye. Bye. 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 Bye.